His attempts to get invited to this baseball game are getting a little desperate.
They're sad. They're sad. Yeah. I'm not going to let him slither to the game with us. Snake. All right, so the Dodgers, it's winding down now.
They're within 4 outs of losing, and then you'll still trot everybody out there.
Yeah.
And try and say, nope, we haven't lost yet, Ireland. We're 3 down with 7 to go. We're not dead.
The Giants are losing right now to the Padres, 4-2. They're in the 5th inning. Thank you very much. Anytime we give you a baseball score, that's what you get. All right, so coming up for you, we got the Fez. And we're trying to teach Jorge how to gamble. Now, Jorge, are you starting to get the hang of it? Because you're winning our Mythical Money thing after a couple of weeks.
I should this week.
Are you making a big bet this week, Jorge?
I'll try. Yeah. Let me look at the numbers or whatever you call it.
Who did you just say?
That was so confident. I loved it.
Hey, oh, here's a run for the Dodgers. It's
nice.
5-4.
Down
to 4 outs.
We're within one.
Okay. That's a little.
No, you're down by one.
Oh, what's the technicality here? Jeez.
Yeah. God, you are a nitpicker.
Look, you get upset about stupid things too. But this one,
hey,
while it's stupid, I like it.
I want to see how much you guys really want the Dodgers to win this thing. All right, let me give you a hypothetical.
Okay.
The season ends when a week from Sunday, right?
Correct.
A week from Friday, mm-hmm. So not tomorrow, but next Friday. Major League Baseball announces that Trevor Bauer has been cleared. And they can put him back on the playoff roster if they want to. Do you?
No.
Nope.
Absolutely not.
So you don't
want
to win that bad.
He will never pitch another game for the Dodgers.
So you don't want to win that bad. Even if
Who knows what Trevor Bauer is going to throw like now?
Right. But
he's not been pitching. Who knows what he's going to even be like if he does step on the mound again.
We don't know what he's been doing.
I read that he could be suspended for all of next year.
I talked to somebody who played in the major leagues who told me the next time you see Trevor Bauer, it'll be pitching in South Korea someplace.
Sounds about right.
He doesn't think he'll pitch in – now, I don't know if that's true or not, but he doesn't think he'll pitch in the major leagues again ever.
Yeah, and by the way, baseball says his administrative leave has been extended to the end of the season in the playoffs, so he's done for this year.
You know, the other thing is tonight on Thursday Night Football, it's Carolina at Houston.
Yeah.
How come nobody has said anything about Deshaun Watson?
Because he can't play.
But he hasn't.
He's got 16 charges against him,
right,
or 16 cases against
him. But football hasn't even put him on the commissioner's list. It's Houston that's electing not to play him. They're playing their third string quarterback tonight. But you would think that they would make some type of a ruling. I mean, I guess Houston's, do you think they've been told by the NFL they can't play him?
No. Is John McClain the owner of the Houston Texans?
No, John McClain's a writer in Houston. He's
okay,
a media
he
man.
Says Deshaun Watson will absolutely not ever play a game for the Texans again.
He's probably right. But doesn't the NFL at least owe Watson a verdict?
He deserves an investigation, right?
Right, but
I don't know if that investigation's going on right now or not. I assume
they're
investigating. Yeah,
but they haven't. But normally they would put a guy like that. My point is, he's being paid.
Right, but the Texans don't want to play him.
Correct, but I'm thinking. It's a sense of weird message if you're a Texans fan. We've got this guy. He's the highest paid player on our team, and nobody has made any type of formal announcement on him. John McClain is a columnist. He's made a opinion.
I'm sure he's very plugged in.
Right, but he's given an opinion. But no one from the Texans has ever said that. And nobody from the NFL has come out and
said... I just think after all that, I mean, he's going to be wound up in court. All that stuff is
agreed.
Going on.
I would think that it would make things a lot easier if they would come out and say, look, he's on the commissioner's list pending his investigation. Instead, they're letting the Texans basically take the hit for it. The Texans could play him tonight. I mean, he's being paid. He's on their roster. They've elected not to.
David Culley someone? Yeah, David
Culley.
He's
the coach of the Texans.
Yeah, he says that he's not even active.
I don't even think he's in Houston. I think he's like vacationing somewhere.
Yeah, I don't think you could put him on the field right now.
Apparently not.
Not with everything that's pending.
But nobody's announced anything.
On.
Not the NFL, not the Texans. It's like the weirdest non-story ever. There's like no verdict, and he's still being paid in full. By the way, so is Trevor Bauer.
Yeah. I mean, until there's some resolution in the case, I mean, I understand that commissioner's exemplarist until they figure it out.
But he's not on it, Mace. That's my point.
Deshaun Watson isn't, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, at least Trevor Bauer is.
Right,
Trevor
right.
Bauer has been told, hey, Will Smith flew out. So the Lakers are down to, or the Lakers, the Dodgers are down to their last three outs.
They're within one.
Within one, Greg.
Down one. Behind by one. Losing
by
one.
Technicality.
Yeah, such a technique. Such a nitpicker. Just a nitpicker.
So all different than what you were nitpicking about. Packing?
One thing about... By the way, here's an interesting question. Who do you think more pressure is on Sunday? Tampa Bay or the Rams?
The Rams because they're at home. Yep. And Tampa Bay won the title last year. So they've already got their chip. The Rams are trying to take something away from Tampa that they have. So more pressure on the Rams.
So I'm a huge Rams fan, obviously, season ticket holder, all that stuff. And, you know, whose house, Rams house, I'm all over that.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the Ramley. So I've got a weird attitude going into this game that I've never really experienced before. I feel like if we win the game, it's huge. Right? We immediately elevate ourselves to, you know, arguably the best team in football. If we lose this game, well, we lost to Tampa Bay and they're the world champions. I'm not going to take that too hard. Is that the right attitude, Dan?
Sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's too early in the season to like get all worked up if you lose it. Now, it's how you win or lose it that would matter.
Correct. Like if you get blown out, that's a different story.
And like you made reference to it earlier that the special teams seem like a problem for the Rams. If you have another bad special teams game, the Ram defense, which was number one statistically last year, has not looked like that this year. If the Ram defense gets lit up by Tom Brady, those are all things that will get talked about. But if it's a close game, if the Bucs win it 38-35, I would say, okay, let's hope we get that in the NFC Championship game.
Right. It would be that would be a great NFC. I think it is a preview.
Hey, I'm going to change the subject on you, but can I ask you guys a serious question?
All right. Serious, okay.
Serious.
All right, I'm going to be serious here. Go ahead.
So, I read yesterday where Khloe Kardashian is going to serve as one of the announcers at a Candy Crush esports tournament.
Okay.
And this is happening more and more.
My mom plays Candy Crush.
These esports tournaments, they're not just Candy Crush. It could be Fortnite. It could be...
Call of Duty.
Yeah, any of these things. Should I, and I'm being serious, should I learn how to broadcast esports? Isn't that a revenue stream that I should make myself at least amenable to?
Well, don't the Lakers have an esports team?
A really good one.
Who calls those matches?
I don't think that those matches are broadcast yet. But maybe they are. I don't know. I've never asked.
No, you absolutely should become an esports broadcaster, and you should get into it, and we should help you.
Wait a minute. I should do it, too.
No.
I could do Call of Duty. Hey, he shoots him. Yeah. And now he shoots him again.
No, I'm with you, Mace.
He jumps behind a rock.
Yeah, he scores the basketball, and now he's within five.
I don't even know how you would call esports.
You know that these games get called all the time. There are people that are esports. There are John Ireland's for esports.
Well, I know Freddie is deep into this thing. Freddie Prinze. He's deep into esports. I mean, I think... It's not an accident.
I don't think I could convince Michael to do it with me. Do you? You think would Michael do an esports game with me?
He would never do an esports game. I don't think Michael believes it's sport. Is it sport?
The Lakers 2K team, my boss at the Lakers told me once that they had a draft and they scouted gamers from all around the country. And like they drafted some guy in, you know, Indiana and another guy in Minnesota it's a real thing. It's a competitive thing.
I mean, if the NBA
when
is investing...
When Bibigo signed the marketing deal earlier this week with the Lakers, one of the things that the Bibigo logo is going to be on are the gaming jerseys when the gaming team plays. So, I mean, it's a real – it's it, they look at it as a real revenue stream, as a thing.
Well, the NBA is obviously invested in it. A bunch of NFL guys have invested in it.
Right.
Everybody's got – Rick Fox invested in it.
I think I might have to stop ignoring it and kind of figure it out.
We need to actually do this. Mace, why don't you and I play NBA 2K and John can call the game?
But what we should do is do it off the air in case it's really bad, and then we'll just play the highlights.
Yeah, yeah. Well, either way, or then we can do it. We can do it live on Twitch, like we used to do the baseball games. That
Yeah, like we did the baseball game. The basketball
game. I got a friend
game,
of mine that's a big deal at Twitch. He could set me up on how to do it.
Well, I mean, we can just go on to Twitch.
We have our own Twitch.
Yeah, we have an ESPN Los Angeles Twitch. But I have a friend at NBA 2K, and maybe they if it works out and it's good, maybe we can have you do like some kind of competition.
Mace, how do you
on
play 2K Candy
TV?
Crush?
Oh,
would that be a hard thing to announce?
This is the one my mom plays.
I love Candy Crush.
Right, it's the one on Facebook.
Bergman, explain Candy Crush in 30 seconds.
It's just it's a match three. So if there's three little circles, then you have to put the three together, and it goes away. If you get five, you get an extra little cookie thing. It's just it's not that hard.
It seems like such a waste of time. My mom just sits there and diddles on Candy Crush all the time. All right,
that's Morales, the whole point.
Morales just texted me. Watch the League of Legends documentary on Netflix.
Oh,
the announcers are real pros.
They are. They're great.
So this is a thing.
It is a real thing, and I'm sure you get paid a good amount of money. People win $1 million for winning these tournaments.
I'm not making this up. I one time got offered $15,000 to fly to Toronto one weekend and announce a rock, paper, scissors tournament.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. I had a Laker game. But I was mad because it was easy money.
Jorge has found some actual play-by-play of an esports game. Let's listen to it.
Oh, there's the sleep, the third, he catches everyone. Oh, this could be a total disaster. Thank you, man. Ravage got everyone. The black hole as well. Light of heaven turns it around. Ravage as well. Stolen by Denny. Are you kidding me? They turn it around. The control's dead.
Chuan's going to go down.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I could totally do that. I'm in. I'm going to learn how to do it.
You know, there's talk that esports could wind up being part of the Olympics.
I'm in. It's my ticket to the Olympics.
Now, is that an Olympic event?
Might be one day.
2028, when we're here in L.A., do you think esports is an actual Olympic event?
I'm not ruling it out.
It will be one day. I mean, it's huge.
It is huge.
Like
it is
E3 is a gigantic thing. They did it out here. We were actually outside for E3 one time, and that was a small one.
I played Call of Duty.
Yeah, remember, that's when Chris Cluey came on with us and Rick Fox came on with us. And
that's right.
I think Freddie came on once.
I was a big Call of Duty guy. I finally gave it up. I just felt like I wasn't very good and I was wasting time. That's why I started writing a novel.
Because that's not...
No, that's valuable time. Valuable time. All right.
What's the name of the protagonist?
I'm not going to tell you any names. You'll have to wait and read it.
Does he have siblings?
I am not going to give you any information about my novel.
Are his parents alive?
I am not telling you.
Yeah. I'll believe it when I read it. So one time, you remember, Mace, I used to go to those Masters of the Universe dinners?
Yes.
Where all the Lakers season ticket holders.
Famous, powerful, yeah.
So one time, I'm sitting there. Michael was at my table. That's when we got to sit with the late, great Glenn Frey from the Eagles. He was at the table. And there's this guy sitting next to me who looks really familiar. And I said... I go, hey, how you doing? I'm John. He goes, hey, John, I'm Bobby. I go, hey,
De
Bobby.
Niro?
No. And I go, you look familiar. Where would I have seen you or where would I have known you from? And he goes, did you see Moneyball? And I said, yeah, I just saw it recently. And he goes, I played the A's owner when Brad Pitt comes in and says, Steve, we need more money. And
right.
I tell him no. And I said, oh, so you're an actor? He goes, no. I'm the CEO of Activision.
Wow.
It was a running joke. His name was Bobby Kotick or Kotick.
Yeah.
And the bit was he had hired Brad Pitt to do ads for him in Japan.
Right.
You know, Brad Pitt didn't want to do them in America, but in Japan he does ads for Activision. And so the running joke was Bobby was the richest guy that Brad knew. He had more money than anybody. So the funny inside joke between the two of them was he was the one that was going to tell Brad, I'm sorry, Brad, we have no money for you
funny.
To spend on, you know, pain yet first.
That's funny.
That's funny. But when he told me, he was my age. We were both born the same year. And when he told me how much money Call of Duty was bringing in on Activision, I was blown away. I mean, it's a multi-billion dollar business.
Yep, yep. All right, coming up next, it's time for some gambling. It's time for some gambling. By the way, it is the bottom of the eighth.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
At Coors Field, and the Dodgers trail 5-4. They've got a runner on bottom eight. Phil Bickford on the mound for the Dodgers. Phil Bickford! And the Giants continue to trail the Padres 4-2 down at Petco Park. So we'll keep you up to date on all that stuff. Next, some gambling. The Fez is going to join us. He had his best bet was a winner last week. Find out what it is coming up next for you. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome to the show the finest, most respected gambling expert on the face of the planet, Steve Fezzik. Fez, what are you doing,
Fez,
man?
I'm in beautiful Las Vegas, but at some point I've got to drive to Arizona because bonuses are crazy right now in the sports betting marketplace, and Arizona is legal now to bet sports.
Wow, I didn't know that. Arizona, you can bet sports in Arizona. Okay, so we got a lot of football to ask you about. The first one is a huge game, Fez, at SoFi Stadium on Sunday. The Super Bowl champion Buccaneers coming in to play the Rams. I'm on pregame.com right now, and the Bucs are a one-point favorite. So the Rams are getting one at home. What's the right side of that game, in your opinion?
You know, I want this line to go to 1.5. And normally, it doesn't matter if it's pick 1, 1.5, because it's unlikely to land one. But the teaser on the Rams, I really want to get a teaser on the Rams up to 7.5 and get 6 extra points and get through those juicy numbers of 3 and 7. It sure looks to me like this game is going to be whoever gets the ball last, 35-31 type of game. And if I could tease either team up to 7 or higher, I like the teaser.
All right. Do you like the Rams outright in this game?
If I had to choose, because the Rams are catching points, I'd take the Rams. But the Rams' D isn't as good as last year. And you watched the first two games. You saw the offenses of Indy and Chicago implode when they got into Rams' territory. So I'm a little concerned about that.
All right, Fez, where you are in Las Vegas, the Raiders opened as a one-point favorite over the Dolphins. And then some weird stuff happened. Tua Tagovailoa is out as the Dolphins. So I would imagine, is that why the line went in? Now it's Raiders by 4. Did that have to do with the quarterback or nothing? What happens when a quarterback changes? Does that move the line normally?
Normally it does, but not for the Dolphins because Vegas doesn't like Tua, and Jacoby Brissett is just a smidgen valued worse. And that's 100% Tua, and clearly Tua is not, with broken ribs or even injured ribs, wouldn't even be preferred to Jacoby Brissett. This is all about the performance last week where the Raiders played so well in Pittsburgh and Miami, of course, getting blanked at home against Buffalo. That's why this line went to 4. And, you know, at that number, I could only look towards the Dolphins.
Really?
Yes. And remember, this is the game Christmas, the day after Christmas, that Fitzmagic absolutely stole the game against the Raiders. So it is a nice revenge spot for the Raiders, but I expect a similar game down to the wire. You give me 4 points, give me the Dolphins. Although I'll say this, wow, was that crowd loud on Monday Night Football. Raiders on a lot of these games could have a big home field advantage because of crowd noise.
So Thursday night game, I love Carolina. I love Carolina minus the
You're talking
eight.
About the game tonight?
The game tonight, yeah. Carolina over Houston. I love this game tonight. I love Carolina. I know it's a lot of points, but Sam Darnold looks like a new guy under Matt Rule, and their defense is Pro Football Focus has as the number one rated defense in the league right now. Am I on the right side of the game?
Yes, you are, I believe. You know, I don't believe in Houston at all. Houston was supposed to be the worst team in the NFL coming into the season. They're only supposed to win 4 games. And now we talk about these quarterback changes. Tyrod Taylor has looked good. But David Mills, the Stanford quarterback, is completely unproven. I have that as a 4-point downgrade in Houston. So you're already the worst team in the NFL going into the season, and now you're 4 points worse. He was lousy, Mills was, in the preseason. You add it all up. I bet Carolina. I tease Carolina. I'm about to put Carolina into my survivor picks in Vegas. I need Carolina to win this game.
Wow. It's a lot of move. That's an important game for you. All right, let me move you up a day to Saturday. Both UCLA and USC are favored. UCLA's at Stanford, and they're a 4.5-point favorite. USC's at home against Oregon State, 10.5-point favorite. Are the Bruins or the Trojans a good bet this weekend, in your opinion?
Well, I still think we can ride the USC train. I mentioned I liked them last week against Washington State. Whenever a coach gets fired, the team usually has a 1 or 2-game period of time where you get their full focus. Everyone is on board with the change, and then sometimes things can go awry. So I would lay it or I would pass with USC. Now, last week I said UCLA-Fresno. I wanted to bet the loser of that game. I'm going to recant on that. The way UCLA lost, you guys know better than I, that was a devastating last-second loss.
Right.
How is UCLA going to handle that?
Their defense, Fez, was awful. Not just at the end of the game, but awful for the entire game. So I'm with you on that. I'm a UCLA grad, but I would stay away from them until we see which Stanford team shows up. Mason, who do you think wins that? UCLA 4.5-point favorite over Stanford?
I think it's going to be a close game. I would take the points.
And no team illustrates why you should never tease a college football game more than Stanford. They get blown out by Kansas State. They blow out USC. 6 extra points doesn't help you nearly enough on college games. Never tease a college football game.
Oh, good to know. All right, Fez, you may have already given it, but or have you. What's your best bet of the week?
Best bet, Atlanta Falcons +3 against the New York Giants. This one's a real simple handicap. Both these teams stink. Which team is better? Maybe the Giants by decimal points, but they're essentially equal. So the odds maker said, hey, 2 lousy teams. The Giants are home. If you give them 3 for home field, they should be laying 3. But home field isn't worth 3 in the NFL anymore. I'm starting to question if it's even worth 2. If you look historically, the last 2 years and some change, it's worth almost nothing. You give me the hook on Atlanta, I will take it every time. Bet this now because I think it'll close 2.5. Atlanta Falcons +3, best bet.
Hey, one last thing. We got a text here that says you're able to tell each quarterback how much they're worth to a team. Is that right?
Yeah, so I've got a chart of each and every quarterback. So if you told me all of a sudden the car couldn't go for the Raiders, I could tell you I would adjust the line 4.5 points to have to go to Nathan Peterman, et cetera. Yeah.
Is Mahomes the biggest difference maker on that chart, Fez? Is he the one that if he went out, it would move the line the most?
Spot on. 9 points for Mahomes. So
wow.
This is rarefied air. In the history of the NFL, there have been Peyton Manning teams that have hit 10 points. But even with Henny, a good backup, Mahomes is worth 9 points to the Vegas line.
How much is Matthew Stafford worth?
Interesting. So Stafford's my 8th-rated quarterback. Wolford is a good backup, 5 points.
5 points. And then what about, you mentioned Derek Carr. What about Tom Brady?
So Tom Brady is my 4th-rated quarterback. Ryan Griffin, 7-point downgrade.
Okay. All right, so that gives you an idea of the value of NFL quarterbacks if they're out, what the line would adjust to. Hey, Fez, you hit your best bet last week. We'll make sure everybody knows this week exactly what your best bet is, and it is Atlanta +3 over the New York Giants. Thanks for coming on. Have a good weekend of gaming, sir.
Oh, my pleasure. Hey, quarterback is king in the NFL. There is no non-quarterback in the NFL worth more than 1.5 points. So that puts things in perspective.
Really? No. Fez, not even Aaron Donald?
He is worth 1.5 points. He is the number one defensive player in the league, but only worth 1.5. The backup quarterback's more important than Aaron Donald.
All right.
Wow. Okay, cool.
There you have that. All right. Thank you very much, Fez. Appreciate it.
Good luck this weekend, guys.
All right, coming up next for you, lie of the day. Have you figured out the lie of the day?
I've got it.
Yeah, I think you probably do. I thought it stuck out like a sore thumb. But if you think you know, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN, be one of the first 3 callers and you'll get a shot at it. By the way, Dodgers down to their last out in Colorado.
They're losing 5-4, and nobody's on. They just tried to bring in Pujols to save the day, and he grounded out. Mace, are you still ride or die if the Dodgers lose again today?
Well, if the Giants are down right now.
Right, but if the Giants win,
we don't lose any ground if
be,
they lose.
If the Giants win, the lead would be 3.
Correct, but if the Giants, if the lead holds down there, it'll stay two. So no, my position doesn't change.
I'm not giving up.
Mookie.
Mookie Betts is up.
Yeah. All right, coming up next for you, lie of the day. Then we got Game of Games. It is Bergman's game today. Bergie, do you have a good one?
I think so.
Mookie single to right.
Did not have a lot of confidence in that. All right, lie of the day is next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, that is from The Masked Singer last night, and when they took the mask off the octopus guy, it turned out to be Dwight Howard of the Lakers, world champion Dwight Howard. And I thought he sounded good on this.
Yeah, he picked a good song, too.
Dodgers down to their final out in Colorado. They trail 5-4. They got runners in first and second. Trey Turner at first at the plate right now with a 2-1 count. He's facing Carlos Estevez, the closer for the Colorado Rockies.
And meanwhile, the Giants have hit a 3-run pinch hit homer and have taken the lead over San Diego 5-4. So now
the Giants.
The Dodgers losing 5-4.
Base hit. Dodgers are going to tie it.
Winning 5-4.
5-5. Trey Turner, RBI single, 5-5.
Attaboy.
So we're back in it. Trey Turner, I just said to Bergman, I don't think there's anybody I'd rather see at the plate right now than Trey Turner. He's about to win a batting title. He's 3-for-4
Bergman, you know what this means? We're going to see Kenley.
Oh, you're right. We're going to be nervous, but he's going to do it.
Lie of the day.
Yeah. Now, I think I've got it, but we let three people try and guess, and if any of them get it right, we give them a Mason and Ireland t-shirt.
Yes.
Bergman, do you think you have it?
I didn't, but now I do.
Okay. Jorge, you think you got it?
I think I got it.
All right. Let's find out if any of the callers have it.
Let's go to Sean and Norco. Sean, you're on 710.
Hey,
what are you doing, man?
I'm driving home, actually.
All right,
I think
Sean.
I got it, though.
All right,
what
good.
Is it?
What's the lie of the day?
Mason playing Call of Duty.
No, I did play Call of Duty for about three years. I was addicted to Call of Duty.
Okay, so Mace, one down, two to go.
Yep.
Mike and Downey. Mike, do you know the lie of the day?
Yes, Mason is in denial on John's take on the fact that we are not afraid of the Cardinals. Let's take them out.
All right, Mace, secretly, are you not at all afraid of the Cardinals like me?
No, I am afraid of the Cardinals. I'm afraid of that 54 outs.
All right, you fooled two of the three. It would be a win for you if Mark in Ontario cannot figure out the lie of the day.
All right. Lie of the day, that's it.
All right, no. So then now we get to guess now,
yes,
right?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Yep.
I don't think you ever worked at Coco's. Is that the lie of the day?
That is the lie of the day.
Oh, you fooled Jorge.
You fooled me for sure.
What did you think, Jorge?
When he said, oh, I remember when I had Little Richard on as a guest.
We did have Little Richard on.
Yeah.
Greg, what did you think?
I thought it was Little Richard also because that's why he wanted to bump back with this song.
You thought he forgot again. No, he told some winding lie of a tale that he worked at Coco's.
So we want to hear the true Coco's story?
Yeah.
So 1987, I was out of work because there was a writer's strike. I was here in Los Angeles trying to make it in the movie production business, and I needed a job. So I went and filed an application to work at Coco's. and they would not hire me because they thought I was overqualified. So I got turned down by Coco's. I've always held a grudge against that restaurant. Why wouldn't they give me a chance?
Oh, that's right. That's on the podcast where John interviews you. That's right.
That's right.
That
yeah.
Stories on that. Yeah, I remember.
So the story of you working two nights and having a lousy manager was completely fabricated.
Absolutely made up. Yes.
All right. So Bergman, what's the game about today?
So the game is about J.J. Redick.
Okay.
A J.J. Redick game.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. You understand
just
when
retired
we get there.
This week. All right.
All right, we'll do that coming up next. Game of Games time. And before we get to Game of Games, it's Bergie's game today. The Colorado Rockies and Los Angeles Dodgers now tied 5-5, bottom of the ninth at Coors Field, and Mr. Reliable Kenley Jansen on the mound. Meanwhile, the Padres have taken a 6-5. Oh, no. Padres, he just gave up a single. Padres have a 6-5 lead on San Francisco down at Petco Park. All right. Bergie, what do we got for a game today?
Kenley making us nervous all over again. All right, well, anyways, J.J. Redick retired from the NBA the other day. J.J. does not stand for anything, actually. His real name is Jonathan Charles, but he goes by J.J.
Okay.
But other athletes that have initials, they do mean something. So I have a list of 10 names, multiple choice. You tell me what their initials stand for. Got it?
Okay.
Got it.
See?
All right, I might be good at this game because I have to study all these guys.
Yeah, you
do. But go ahead, Greg.
Some of them, they're not all basketball players, John.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so J.J. Watt. A, Jonathan James. B, Justin James. C, Joshua James. Everybody gets the best guess.
Justin James.
Jorge.
I'll go with C, Joshua James.
And Ireland.
I'm with Mason. I think it's Justin James.
Justin James is right. So that's a point for each of Mason and Ireland. All right, number two is C.J. McCollum. C.J. McCollum, Jorge, is A, Charles Jefferson, B, Carl Jacob, or C, Christian James?
I'll go with B.
B, Carl Jacob. Ireland?
I think it's the last one. I think it's the one that where you said Christian.
Christian James. Okay, yeah. Mason?
I agree with Jorge. I think it's Carl Jacob.
It is Christian James. Only Ireland gets the point there. Okay. C.C. Sabathia, Ireland. C.C. Sabathia. Is it Karsten Charles, Carl Christian, or Callan Christopher?
Callan Christopher?
Yeah.
Cheesecake?
That sounds completely made up. What was the first one?
Karsten Charles, Carl Christian, or Callan Christopher.
I don't think you would make up a name Karsten, so I'll go with that one.
But I would make up the name Callan? Okay.
You would.
Mason.
Carl Christian.
And Briones.
I saw the documentary. It is A.
It is Karsten Charles.
Yes.
Yeah, so Ireland's 3-3 for Ireland, and Jorge
Ireland
gets one.
Damn.
All right.
Number four, Y.A. Tittle. Y.A. Tittle. And we'll start with Mason. Yelberton Albert, Yelberton Anthony, or Yelberton Abraham?
Yelberton Anthony.
Jorge.
What was the first one? Albert?
Albert, yeah.
Albert, I'll go with that one.
And Ireland.
I think I'll go with, I want to say Abraham because I think he was Jewish, but I'll go with Albert, too. I'll go with Albert.
It is Yelberton Abraham. Nobody gets a point there. You had it. Ireland, you had it.
Yeah, I thought that could be it. That's okay.
Okay, P.K. Subban, the hockey player. P.K. Yep. Subban. Is it Percival Caden, Paul Christopher, or Pernell Carl? Jorge.
I'll go with A.
Percival Caden. Okay, and Ireland?
Pernell Carl sounds like an accounting firm. I'll go with that.
Okay, and Mason?
I'll go Paul Christopher.
And the answer is C, Pernell Carl.
Yeah. Oh, that's
another one for Ireland.
Now we're getting it. The weird names are the right ones.
Yeah.
A.J. Green. A.J. Green, we're going to start with Ireland on this one. A.J. Green, Adriel Jeremiah, Adriel James, or Adriel Jacob?
Well, it's obviously Adriel.
Right, I did that on purpose.
What was B?
B was James.
Adriel James, that sounds right. I'll go with that.
Okay, and Mason?
Jacob, Adriel Jacob.
And Jorge.
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah is the right answer.
Yeah.
There you go, Jorge.
Okay. All
right, number seven, A.J. Hawk. A.J. Hawk, is it Adam John, Aaron James, or Alex Joshua, Jorge?
Aaron James.
All right, Ireland?
I think he's. I remember Jorge's right. I think it's Aaron James
and Mason.
I gotta make up ground. I'll say Alex Joshua.
It is Aaron James, Jorge, and Ireland get a point.
How many
there.
Of these are
five,
there?
5-3. 5-3.
Okay, 5-3. You can still catch me.
Yeah.
CJ Cron, who's destroying the Dodgers in this series.
Oh, yeah. He's having a great season.
Former Angel.
Cron, yes. So we'll start with Jorge. Is it you starting here?
Sure.
Jorge, is it Christopher John, Charles James, or Carl Jacob?
A.
Christopher John. All right. And Ireland.
I'll go Carl Jacob.
And Mason.
I'm with Ireland. Carl Jacob.
It is Christopher John. Jorge gets another point.
Jorge,
okay. So
Jorge,
I'm out of this. It's Ireland versus Jorge.
If I get it, I win. If Jorge gets it, we go to a tiebreaker. Do you have a tiebreaker?
I do have a tiebreaker.
Okay, here we go.
J.D. Martinez. J.D. Martinez, and we'll start with Ireland. John David, Julio Daniel, or Jared Dennis?
Well, his last name is Martinez, so I'll go with the Julio one.
Oh, man. Julio Daniel.
Got to take another one, Jorge.
I'll go with A. I'll go with A.
Okay, yeah. So there's one more after this, but that's fine.
Okay, well, right. I'll go with A.
All right, then Ireland gets the point. It is Julio Daniel.
Yeah, okay.
All right, Ireland gets the win.
Yeah. And, all right, well, the last one is JT Daniels, Jackson Thomas, Justin Theodore, or Jonathan Tyler?
Jonathan Tyler.
I'll go with A.
What's left?
Justin Theodore.
Why not?
All right, it's Jonathan Tyler, and Mason got a point there. Great job.
There you go, Mason.
Do you want to do
so, Mace, now I've caught you.
Yeah, so the month of September now is Bergman 5, Ireland 4, Mason 4, Jorge 2.
But do you want
Jorge,
the tiebreaker? No?
Because tomorrow, yeah, we can do it. But tomorrow, they start counting for two. So, Jorge, if you get it, it'll be 5-4-4-4.
Yeah, let's do
this. Ooh. All right, the tiebreaker. J.J. Redick, in his 15 years in the NBA, hit 41% of his three-pointers combined between the regular and postseason. How many three-point shots did he attempt in the regular season and postseason combined, closest without going over? Attempt. How many did he attempt? So, Mason.
God, I don't even have a sense for this. I'll say 6,000.
Okay, and Ireland?
I have absolutely no idea. You just want to know how many he actually tried to shoot?
Yes, attempt. Right.
I'll say 3,000.
Okay, and Jorge?
6,001.
Oh, no. Ireland's going to win that one because he had 5,213. 5,213.
So he didn't go over. There you go.
It's all Ireland. You guys did not like that game at all.
I was not
digging
that game.
I liked it.
Of course you did.
I put a lot of work into that one. It took me
a
while.
Update. The Rockies now have the potential winning run on second base, but there are two outs. And Kenley Jansen is pitching. It's 5-5 in the ninth. Now, if Jansen gets out of this, we'll go to the 10th where they put the runner on second base.
Yeah.
Now, what
you think that rule's not going to stand?
I've already heard it's not from people that should know that they're going to go back to tradition.
Come on. This is like one of the coolest things they invented.
I know, but they think it's like a COVID thing. And so they want to go back to traditional. But basically, I don't know if Kenley's ever even going to get us to the 10th.
Oh, sure he is.
I'm a little nervous. Who's up?
Of course you're nervous. Everybody's nervous in the ninth inning.
It's Kenley. Now, is it still 6-5 Padres in the other game?
Still 6-5 Padres and 6.
Who's Brendan Rodgers? Is he any good?
Nah.
He had a home run last night.
Banjo middle infielder.
285. Not bad. Yeah. Not bad this year.
Yeah. I think Kenley's going to bail us out. I love extra innings. I would hate it if they got rid of that runner on second rule. I think it makes it really entertaining. It turns every appearance into a high-leverage appearance.
Right. I agree with you. I hope they keep it, but I don't think they're going to. Okay, so where do they go after this? Do the Dodgers play Arizona after this?
God, you know, I've got all that.
I think
down
it's
here.
Arizona and then San Diego and then Milwaukee. But I think they go to Arizona after this game.
Yeah, they're at Arizona, then home to the Padres for 3, then home to Milwaukee for 3. Giants, after they finish this game with the Padres and they're down 6-5, are at Colorado for 3. We'll see if maybe the mile-high altitude hurts them. 3 home to Arizona and 3 home to the Padres. Again, the Padres just free-falling. Just free-falling. That story about Bruce Bochy becoming the manager is interesting.
Well, I think it's going to be a name. I think it's going to be Bochy. I think it's going to be Buck Showalter. I think it's going to be Mike Socha. They're going to bring in the opposite of what they've been trying to do. They've been trying to get, like, young analytics.
They've been trying to find the next Gabe Kapler.
Right, and I think they're done with that. I think that when you look at the dynamic between Tatis and Machado, they're going to bring somebody in that Machado and Tatis respect. And didn't Machado play for Showalter in Baltimore?
That sounds right. I can't be sure, but that sounds right. Yeah, he was. And they were both in Baltimore.
Bochy's a great guy. Bochy was the third base coach in San Diego when you and I started the show.
Yes.
And I got to know him a little bit. I went to spring training, had dinner with him one night. You won't meet a better guy than him, and he's going straight to the Hall of Fame.
Oh, so no question.
If you could talk him into doing it, you know, he doesn't need it. But
do they have to delay his Hall of Fame if he comes back and manages? I guess
that's
they
a great,
do, right?
Well, that's a great question. I don't know if that applies to managers, because isn't La Russa already in?
Is La Russa in the Hall of Fame?
I think
and
he
then
is.
Came back to
and then he came back afterwards, so you can't really do anything about that. But I don't know. That's a good question. I don't. They made the sort of weight. So.
Side retired.
Oh, he
we'll
got
go
out of
the
it.
Tenth.
Okay, yep. Let's go to the 10th.
Chopper at the plate.
All right, excellent. We'll go to the 10th.
Kenley, always reliable. Always reliable, Kenley Jansen. 10th inning. I always love 10th innings. All right, I think that is it for us.
We are
back tomorrow, and we will get you ready for Tampa Bay and the Rams Sunday at SoFi Stadium, plus the latest on the Dodgers chase. Are we two games back? Are we three games back? All the difference hangs in the balance right now with the Dodgers in extras and the Padres in front of the Giants down at Petco Park 6-5.
So if the Dodgers are three games back when we go on the air tomorrow, will that change your position?
Well, you'll have to listen tomorrow, won't you?
I guess so. I'll be here. I will be listening.
Excellent. I will have it for you. All right. Actually, the Dodgers can be one game back, right?
If they won and the Giants lost.
Yeah,
within
we got
one.
A chance to be one game back. All right, cool.
One game back.
Scott and George are coming up next for you. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.